Hello there, this is Dick Powell. Si, señoritas and señores, it's a bright bandwagon we bring you this Sunday. Among our regulars, Mel Torme and the Meltones, Raymond Radcliffe, Mr. Bunce, and Jim Doyle, we got Cougat, the king of the rumba, direct from Cyril's basement.
Mr. Powell, correction, please. We have now worked up to the main floor. Next week, the mezzanine, maybe, yes?
Well, let me be one of the first two. So, neighbors, slide that Spanish shawl off the piano and slip it across your shoulders while we make south of the border movements to the music of the man who's headed for the mezzanine. Leave us here, Xavier. Muchas gracias, muchas gracias. Welcome back to the bandwagon, Sam.
Oh, it's now Sam I am? What is this?
Well, confidentially, Cougat, I don't know how to pronounce your maiden name.
Well, it is pronounced Xavier. Sex A-V-I-E-R.
Let's run over that once more lightly, please.
Xavier. Sex A-V-I-E-R.
Hmm.
You see, in Spanish, the letter sex is silent.
Hmm. What did your name really mean, Sam?
Dick, if I were in a Japanese prison camp and they asked me for my name, I would be shoot for sure.
Yeah?
You see, the word cougar in Japanese means take a bath.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, I see. Well, tell me, what's been keeping you busy lately, take a bath?
Well, Hoot. I am... Yes, Hoot.
Hoot.
I am now working in a picture, The Week's End at the Waldorf, for Metro, Goldwyn, and Myers.
Fine. Oh, fine. If they're not listening, you might still be working. Yeah. Is that the picture with Lana Turner?
Sure. We got Lana Turner.
Who else?
Well, there is Van Johnson and Ginger Snappy Rogers.
No, no, no. That's Ginger Rogers. There's no Snappy.
Oh, I have rehearsed 4 big love scenes with her for the picture, Mr. Powell. The name is Ginger Snappy Rogers.
Mm. Well, I can't argue with figures like that.
Who could?
Tell me, are you the romantic lead in the picture?
I could have be for one trouble, though.
Politics?
No, no politics. My name, she's too hard to spell on the marquee, so I give another little fellow his big break.
Mm. Well, who is the bright boy you shoved up front?
Well, his name is, let me see, the same as a bird, Walter...
What picture's he played in?
Mrs. Parkantor.
What?
Mrs. Parkantojas.
Ooh!
Mrs. Yeah, He was the bird in Mrs. Parkington's station.
Oh,
Walter Pigeon and Mrs. Parkington.
All right, with every shop. Do you want to stop right here or try for the $32 questions?
Well, now, let me see. I just don't know. Oh, how do we get into these things anyway, huh?
Oh, I think you have slipped off the sled. Maybe better I forget the whole thing and go to my home in Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills. That's good, yes. Tell me, are you still renting Hedy Lamarr's house out in Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah. She's such a wonderful landlady, but for one thing.
Yeah?
Every month for the rent, she puts on me the big squeeze.
Mm. With Hedy Lamarr, that's bad?
That's good, no? Mm-hmm. But the
that's
place...
good, yes.
Yes, but the place has a big lawn, you know, and I can get no help, so every week I'm rolling the lawnmower up and down, to cut the little grasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, these days, everybody's rolling his own. This cigarette problem, it's really, really getting tough. Don't you think so?
Well, Dick, I found a drugstore where you can buy a whole caricature of cigarettes. It's right down here on the...
Shh, wait, please. You can empty this auditorium in 10 seconds that way. And besides, who cares about cigarettes? Just take this penknife and cut the address in the palm of my hand, will you? Hello. Well, Raymond Radcliffe.
Would you please go to the Oasis with me today, would you? Please.
Well, Raymond, thank you very much, but I'd better not. I don't know anything about the ponies.
Well, if you want a little dope, I'm your man.
Hmm. You mean you picked the horses?
Yep. Yesterday I picked three.
What are you picking today?
Pockets. Oh. Well, the third waste was awful.
What happened in the third waste? A race.
Frank Sinatra kept me from winning that waste.
You mean he tuned up and swooned your filly in the far turn?
Nope. My horse kept running around him, thought he was the rail.
Oh,
Gee, you know, you'll like the wastes, Richard. Will you, Will?
What, Will?
Say, Dick, do you know, huh? Dick, do you know who was standing at the finish line yesterday?
No, who?
Juana Turner, Winda Darnell, and Olivia de Havilland.
I heard about that. I understand it's the first time the jockeys ever came in ahead of the horses. Thank you, Raymond Radcliffe. Several months ago, I sang a little Calypso Joe song in a Paramount picture called Happy Go Lucky. A similar serenade might fit the fiesta feeling here today, so Mel Torme and his Meltones and Perry Botkin join me for another hop in the tropics. Up on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. Because we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song.
Upon the island from which we come, the point of interest beside the coconut and the sarong
is that we put the accent upon the wrong syllable when we sing
a romantic song
The faster population of Trinidad say the situation is very bad. Something is happening to make the girlies swoon every time they hear this tune. Come with me, my honey.
Come with me, my honey.
There's a moon aglow. Come with me, my honey.
Come with me, my honey.
Come with Calypso Joe, pretty little bunny.
Pretty little bunny.
I will love you so. Come with me, my honey bunny.
That's the song
of Calypso Joe.
The girlies think he's wonderful when he begins. The magic of his lovely voice always wins. He's the Dick Powell of Trinidad, a very versatile lad.
The fancy population can't understand why he should be such a popular man. When they sing, come with me, my honey, it sounds wrong.
Dick singer, not the song. Come with me, my honey. Think of the wonderful love we'll make. Come with me, my honey.
Oh, come on, honey.
For goodness sake, you better come on, honey. Come on, honey, and while we're at it, let us take
this opportunity to say that there is no one in the whole community can hold a stick to him.
He is the latest thing. You really ought to hear him sing.
Come with me, my honey. there's a moon aglow. Come with me, my honey. Come with Calypso Joe, pretty little bunny. I will love you so.
Come with me, my honey. My honey bunny.
That's the song.
He'll sing to you.
You will long.
You listen to the man who sings this song.
I'm Calypso Joe.
Muchas gracias, señor Cugat. Muchas gracias.
Ah, muy bienvenido, señor Dick. Me gusta que a usted también le guste este número porque es el número mío favorito.
Oh, definitely, yeah. La Cienega, Las Vegas, Enchilada, Avocado, Motel. Ain't it?
Nice try, but your Spanish is, shall we say, a flopperoo?
Yes, I guess we better say that. Tell you what, Coogie, if you'll teach me Spanish, I'll see that you get some help on brushing up your English.
Ah, oh, brushing up is what really I needed. Yes.
Tell me, just what gives you the most trouble with our language, Coogie?
Well, my party circle dangle up with my prepo verbs and push my pronouns into the wrong tense.
I heard of a man in Arabia who got stabbed for getting into the wrong tense.
Maybe some morning I wake up and Coogie's dead. I'll miss him. I'm so used to me now.
Oh, can't have that happen again. Can't have that happen at all. I tell you, we got just the fella here to pull your pronouns right up to par.
Yes, what cost will he charge me?
Not a cent. Here he comes now. Ladies and gentlemen, meet the man who really rides through the English language, Hollywood's newest man about town, Mr. Munch. Well, Mr. Munch, tell me, have you found a place to live here in Hollywood yet?
You talk like you've been hit in the head with a wet rope. How are you going to find a place? You can't find a place to live. This town's so crowded, I've been for one out here. I found a place.
Oh, good. Tell me, are you happy at home in a hotel?
No, I'm holing up in the hills with a hermit.
Oh.
Boy, when them hermits start taking in roommates, and then things are tough, you know?
How do you get up to this hill? I'll pay you a visit.
Oh, well, you go up Vine Street, and then you hit Coo-Hing, Coo-Ding, you go up the street, we better come back and start over.
Yeah, maybe we better take a run at it.
Yeah, well, you go up Vine Street, and then you sort of swoosh around the curve up there, and then that's a dead-end street, so we turn around there. And then you go up, you can't get there from here.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.